Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, you know, we love Jerry Lewis.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Here's the audio to a clip we talked about last week.
Very good.
When they asked Jerry Lewis about the passing of Merv Griffin.
Oh, yeah. Merv and I were friends for 50 years. And I have to be honest with you, when I heard he died, I was really pissed. I was very angry because he didn't have to die. He knew he had prostate cancer and he did nothing about it. He deserved to die.
Okay.
Oh, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jerry.
Jerry. Baby.
Yeah, God. Sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah.
Big, big, big,
funny,
big,
right?
big, big. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, John.
Why do you favor rape?
Hey,
you can talk, bitch.
Thank you.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
You know what does?
Peter North.
That's right. Yeah, baby. That tastes like stale French fries. Baby. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hello?
Don?
Yes, and Mike, we're both here.
Hey, Don, remember that old all-star game of football against Green Bay that one year when the lightning hit the lights and
that is
called the game?
That is the game that I was recanting to a man who was blowing his hot, boozy breath in my face, saying that they do cancel football games for lightning.
You weren't recanting what you said. You were recalling, right?
Yes, what did I say?
You would have been recanting. You would have been saying, I take back everything I say to the man with a hot, boozy breath.
Recant made me think of decant. With the decanter.
That's decanter,
that's,
yes.
That's what he, right.
Like an Elvis decanter where you unscrew the head.
Thank you. I tell you one comment I was proud of making this weekend.
Yes.
I was lucky enough to hit that thing, to have wonderful non-marital bed, but living together bed. Coital relations,
right?
On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, wow. good for you.
And I said to Janet, as she rolled off me yesterday, I said, this house has truly become Effingham Palace. And I used the word that rhymes with Buckingham.
Wow.
And it just came to me, and
said... Did she break into guffaws of laughter after that?
No, she said something like, you know... Oh, my Lord, you're right.
Effingham Palace.
I don't know if anybody has copyrighted that.
That I see the rights to naming a porno.
That to me, exactly. That's what I think as well.
Welcome. Effingham Palace. Everybody dresses up in the little guards, you know, the beefeater outfit, and they do what they do.
Get someone dressed like the queen?
Effingham Palace. I bet it's never been used.
Catchy. Get yourself a Lady Di lookalike.
Be perfect.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Don. The hang on a sec. Hang on. I'm working on it.
Tony,
hold on, Mike. He's working on it.
Don and Mike.
He's still working on it. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Take all the time you need.
He's working on it.
He's working on it right now. What are you doing? What are you working on, sir?
I don't know if anybody is copyrighting that.
What could he possibly be working on? Some sort of device?
Hello? We're getting all that weird, like, beep, 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 beep. Oh, that's just our show.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Just us. I thought it was something good.
Little old us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How are you boys doing?
Wonderful. Very well.
That's good. That's good. Hey, you want to sell your Mustang, Don?
No, sir.
Please, sell me your Mustang, Don.
I will not sell you my Mustang.
You're not going to do anything with it. How long have you had that Mustang? You don't even drive it.
How do you know?
I know.
How do you know?
I'm far from you.
What?
I'm not far from you.
Oh, that's scary. That's always nice.
Right now.
Right now.
No, you
come on, Don. Tell me your Mustang, Don.
No, I will not sell you my Mustang.
Oh, well, I'll try next year about this time.
All right, please do. You'll get an interesting response.
Okay.
Try one year from now. Oh, the OJ guy. All right.
Very good.
Hello there.
Very clever boys.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, pretty good.
You, know, right. You sound like you're a little lethargic today.
Logie.
A little lethargic? No, that's my normal lethargic.
Okay.
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Not much.
Yeah, man. Prank call, prank call.
Did you get the pizza I ordered?
That's a great question.
Where was it to be
that's
delivered?
A great party question. You could. That's a hot chick question. You could walk up to her at a party, crowded right. party, like a Maxim model search party, and say, "Did you get the pizza I ordered?"
No, you should.
Total
know.
Confusion.
Did you use it on Saturday night?
No,
at the bachelor party.
No, I didn't. I only had one real comment that I made to a woman, and I gave it to you nonverbally. You know, it was. After we went to the joint, I determined that those kind of late night clubs, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan clubs, are not my kind of place.
Right. I can paraphrase and keep it clean. Mm-hmm. When Mike was at this bachelor party for his buddy John,
yes, John Cantrell,
Mike was inquiring as to how he could find some hot backdoor action.
Yeah, and I got totally rebuffed.
Shut down.
It was really no. I had a great time.
At any
time.
Of the clubs, did you use any word that rhymed with Buckingham?
You had to recant that.
I walked up to this one lovely woman and said, "Hey, would you like to go to Effingham Palace?" And it was not met with the most tremendous response
she
that I've ever gotten.
So upset she stuck her Adam's apple.
But
out
you knew that you were going to go to this bachelor party on Saturday night.
I'm the best man. I threw this bachelor party.
So you knew you were going to go and you were going to get plenty messed up.
Yeah.
Why'd you get messed up on Friday night?
Well, it's a long story.
And also, can I ask you something else?
Yeah.
How's the diet going?
The diet was going good until yesterday, but I was flat because I was down about 2 pounds, and because I lowered my inhibitions and ate bad yesterday, I'm up a pound, so I'm back to even. Mm-hmm. Like 1 pound less than when I showed you where we started.
Right,
so
good. I'm just keeping track.
1 pound down.
1 pound.
1 pound down. So, I mean, that's, and that's not good. I can't do that. I cannot have a bad day. I can have one bad meal a week, but I can't have a bad day.
Right.
Which I had yesterday, where it Carl and
like
I both threw caution to the wind. I was in my recovery mode, and Carla was in her Sunday. She can eat whatever she wants, but now Carla can because Carla loses weight when she wants to, and right. she maintains her weight. I'm in that weight loss thing. So yeah, but it's going okay. We had a tremendous time on Saturday night. It was I'd arranged for this whole thing. Got a bunch of John and my friends together for this bachelor party. We were going to rendezvous at my restaurant at 7 o'clock, and then go downtown. And the whole thing was the last detail for this was all to get the transportation and get the mode of transportation.
Right.
So as this became from 5 guys to 7 guys, then over 10 guys, it was determined, a buddy of mine called me, he said, "You know, I have a friend that has one of those limo buses." He said, "They're not limos, they're like, the things you see at the airport, like the airport shuttles."
Those things suck, I think.
They're great comfort-wise.
Really?
Oh, they're, I took one out in Las Vegas one time to a golf course. Where they, they shuttle between the hotels.
I'm just talking about
it's
how
it's all
they,
like tricked out like a limo on the inside.
I'm just
inside
talking about how they look on the outside.
Oh, they look like crap on the outside.
Right.
There's no way that's kind of what I like about them too, because it's really all about the comfort that's inside of these things.
And not to get ahead, but also somebody told me before you even told me that Timmy Obibene was involved as the Nigerian Nightmare.
Good. Timmy was not involved in the limousine action.
What action went on in the limousine, Mike?
Oh well, I'm about to tell you. So we get everybody rallying, and it starts off just for me personally a little bit bad. I'm responsible for the limo, getting everybody to the restaurant, getting everybody rallied and onto this limo. And one of the guys had called me earlier in the week, our friend Reggie had called me and said,
Reggie Branch,
is there anything I can do?
Hey,
Reggie Branch, is there anything I can do? And I, usually you always say to that, "Hey, no, I really can't." I said, "Yeah, you can. As a matter of fact, you can get there an hour early with maybe call one of your other buddies and get there because I need to stock the beer for the limo. And that's I'll need some extra hands with cases of beer. We'll get the coolers. We'll put it all together." And I'm thinking, you get there at 6 o'clock. We'll go out and we'll take care of that.
Get all the scat films.
I get the call at 5 after 6. And the call consists of, "Hey, Mike, Reggie, I'm going to be late. I'll see you at the restaurant at 7. And so right away, I got to do a little fire drill because it's going to take me a little longer to get all this done. I go out, I get the beer. We get to the restaurant, no sign of this limo. So I call my buddy. This is the problem. Always do things yourself. I didn't hire the limo company myself. a buddy of mine hooked me up with this guy who's got the limo. And he's one of these guys that has this demeanor where it's like, hey, Mr. Demeanor, this is Billy Bob Oobadoo, Mr. O'Meara, how are you? You know that? Do you know the kind of guys you deal with?
Too much energy.
Right, where it's like, boo, yes, siree, sure, heck, dibadoo, and I'm immediately pissed off. This is early in the week, you know, when I get that punk call. Okay. Do you have a limo available? Yeah, hippie-doo, yeah. Twiddly-doo, twitty-bird, yes, sirree. Conway, twitty, walk the line, bidoo. We'll see you then. So, so I'm sitting there, and naturally, it's, you know, the, I say get the limo there between 7 and 8 o'clock, and we're going to leave at 8. And 8 o'clock comes around, and there's, you know, no limo, and I'm starting to get a little freaked out. My friend comes in, who can't come to the bachelor party with us, but he knows the guy. Said, hey, can you get me? I misplaced the guy's number. I should have kept it with me. You have the guy's number? He said, yeah, I'll call him right away. So he calls. He said, Mike, it's okay. I talked to him. He's taking care of it. He said he was going to call you. Did he call you? I said, no, he didn't call me. Hmm. So this guy leaves, and right after this guy leaves, the phone rings, and it's, I pick up the phone. It's like, hebbamoo, Tweety Bird. Yes, sir. Skiddly up, up, and up, da, da. And I'm like, this is Jimmy J, bing, bing, buddy, bee, bee. And I said, who the F is that? And because I know, you know, I knew it was him, but I didn't, I don't know him. And I'm, it's eight, you know, the limo's going to be late, and I'm not in the mood to screw with this guy. I want him, you know, now all that like hip to do, skip to dee is gone because the limo's not there, right? So he says, oh, it's coming, it'll be right there. So the guy shows up finally, about maybe 5 minutes late, tops. It was no problem at all. You know, it's like, you know, 8:15, he's pulling in. I'm like, yeah, this is not the end of the world. We'll get everything going.
Right.
And we load everybody up on this limo. And it's nice, but it's not 100% nice, right?
Why?
It's got little fixtures here and there, and then there would be other places that there aren't fixtures, you know. But the seats are real nice. It looks like it's almost finished, which is okay with me because I'm paying full price.
Oh.
But it's fine, and, you know, I'm doing this whole thing. And the whole reason we got this is because there are going to be a lot of guys. We're going to be having a few beers on the way downtown. And it has a bathroom. And this is where it immediately is separated from a regular limo.
It's got a bathroom.
The number one reason.
I have heard that. Now I remember why those things are so great.
That's the best thing.
They look like garbage on the outside.
And it's huge.
But it's a real bathroom, like on an Amtrak train,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It's a real bathroom. And how many times have you been in a limo where you got a bunch of people? It's like somebody has to go to the bathroom. You got to pull over, and it's like a pain in the ass. So we get underway, and 10 minutes along, we're actually longer than that. We had to stop at a Target or a Walmart because one of the guys didn't have pants. He had to go in and get, well, I mean, he had shorts. He didn't have pants because we were going, we were going to go, you know, they have the dress code downtown.
Some high class strip club.
No, this was, everybody thought that too. It wasn't the strip club. It was the club afterward that Timmy was going to take us to, where they require long pants. You can't get in with shorts.
Oh, the after hours club?
Yeah, it's not after hours. It's a regular club. And you can't get in with shorts with sneakers.
Is it like in the Sting?
Yeah. Where the guy opens the secret door.
The door.
Yeah. I'm here with the stuff. No. And he listened.
Dave's not here.
So we're on our way down, and we're on 66. And it's so comfortable. We're laughing. We're chatting. It's great. We're flying along at 60 miles an hour. The first guy gets up and has to go use the can. Walks into the can, and in about 1 minute, the smell, I have never, this, imagine if you can, it's not even the smell of number two. It's like death and number two combined. It is this,
can I tell you,
evil,
something?
Just horrible, dry air of
imagine
eggs and food.
Imagine that smell at a sporting event with 90,000 people crammed into the concourse.
I guarantee you that my smell, this thing was, you had guys in the back of the limo bus run to the front. It was that we were thinking we were going to have to pull the limo bus over or knock one of the windows out. This is how bad. It was one of these deals where it's, rapidly it becomes.
That would have been great. I can picture you on your back.
Oh, my God.
With your feet against the window. Try to explain that to the insurance company later.
You know what? The insurance company, this, and the guy comes out, the little guy, he's like the little guy of the group, and he said, I didn't even go number two. I don't know what you're talking about. I just flushed. And then all of a sudden they start theorizing that
when you have one of these porta-johns that they not only have to be emptied, but they have to be emptied, then water has to be put in. And I guess this stuff called Blue Dini?
Disinfectant.
Is that what it's this stuff? Oh, it's used. It's used on buses and, like, boats. And apparently whatever Blue Dini or blue fluid was supposed to be put in there was not put in. Oh. This was, and we timed it. This was 20 minutes before this even began to dissipate. Oof. It was so pungent, and it was determined at this point that anybody that was going to go in there, you can go in, you can use it, but you do two things. You either don't flush at all.
Breathe through your mouth,
but
right?
But that's tough, too, because then you're going to, you know, you're not going to release the, or you go in the sink. I actually didn't use the facility at all, either coming or going. I didn't even use the thing.
May I offer a question?
Yes, offer this.
Could you go number two in the sink?
Of course not. You can't. I mean, you couldn't, because with the little water pressure, all the water pressure in the world wouldn't, you know. If you had a spatula.
It would be have to be late in the evening.
It would be out late. If you were the last one on, you could do just about anything you want. But this was horrible. And we're cruising along, and the smell is terrible, but we figured it out because a couple of guys used it.
Did guys really go number one in the sink?
No, because we were able to use the, maybe on the way back. No, I don't think, because they fixed it on the way back.
Did Biddity Bob Tweety Bird, was he the driver of the limo?
No,
did the driver offer you any satisfaction?
All the driver said to me was he thought that had been taken care of, and it would be when we got to the destination, he would take it. Another guy was coming. They were going to fix this problem.
Right.
They were going to address it. There's really nothing we could do.
That rancid smell of rotten food was gone.
It was horrible. I mean, it was, and then as we're driving along at 60 miles an hour, the door, you know, the type of vehicle I'm talking about.
Right.
It's a limo bus, and it has the little door.
So it's got like the
sliding, and we're going along, and the door opens.
The automatic sliding, like, minivan door, right?
And the little minivan door, it opens, and it's not as bad as decompression on a jet, but it's pretty damn close. It's scary because
you're lucky a couple of you guys didn't goddamn roll out.
I mean, if somebody had been like, now fortunately there were two steps down to it, but if you had been sitting there going, hey, like if there had been a guy on the stairwell, which I've seen on those things before, and we're cruising along, and this is after the poop smell dissipates, and all of a sudden we're just driving along going, yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, what's going on? The door just opened on its own. And, what's going on with this limo from hell? And that's when I began drinking in earnest, because I just didn't know it. And it happened on the way back, too, that it kind of just slid open all the way on its own. Wow. But a credit to the driver, whatever they did, they fixed the potty.
They fixed the potty.
Yeah, because on the way back, it was used much more liberally than on the way down.
Sweet. Everyone was going.
It was great.
Who wants to go BM though after a bachelor party?
Well, you don't go BM. He didn't go BM. He went number one.
No. I meant afterwards. You said it was used liberally afterwards.
Yeah, but it wasn't used for. It wasn't used for number two.
Oh, good.
It was used for number one. Hey, look, I can't confirm or deny that. I don't know whether it was used for number two at all. But the actual bulk of the party down at Camelot was fine.
Uh-huh.
It was, well, then fine.
How's the talent? Come on.
Fine.
How's the talent?
Okay.
How were the ladies?
Okay.
Was it like watching a roast beef sandwich dance?
No, not that bad. There was talent there. It was okay.
Uh-huh.
It's not Vegas. It's not Florida. It's not.
It's Northwest Washington, D.C.
And it's just not the same. There's not the... You know, with all the different stuff, you go up and you tip a lady a dollar, and you don't have like lap dances or anything like that,
right.
And you can't buy lap dances for the bachelor, so that's kind of mellow. So we were there up until about 11:00, 11:30, and we went over to 12:23, where they could not have been nicer. And Timmy was the tour guide, and he shows up and he's like, "Hey,
how you doing, Captain? We go to 12:23. I know the owner's got the VIP table set up for you."
And they did. They couldn't have been nicer.
Wow.
I mean, up the little secret stairway, you know, into the secret room with the little thing. Somebody told me that's where George Clooney's hung out when he goes there.
I find it hard to believe that at Camelot, was that where the strip club you were at?
Yeah.
Don't they still have that little upstairs area where...
I was on the second floor. Well, they had a stage set up, and they have TVs and a bar there. I've heard that there's a third story there. I swear to God, I don't know if there is.
It's been so long since I've been there, but it used to be the second floor used to be where you could get the old... You know,
Not, no way. Not when I was there. I mean, I've never been there when it's been like that. Maybe there. If there's another like secret room somewhere.
It was like that when you and I. I mean, didn't we just talk recently about when we went there to meet that girl that?
Yeah, we went on the first level.
Right.
And then that's where we started with this. But we went to the second level, and that was just a bunch of, you know, a stage with a bunch of guys and tables and stuff like that.
I thought I remember, like, 15 years ago we went in there. When we got to the second level, they said, yeah, this is where, like, party rooms are.
Well, that would have to be a third level, wouldn't it? And I think the third level might be an urban legend.
You think so?
Because I've heard about the third level. You know, I've gone there a bunch of times and heard... There's a swimming pool.
The fourth
level. But I was telling you, that was when a girl was like in this VIP area doing this little dance at the 1223. And I said something like, that's an amazing move. I'd love to see that again. And you know the kind of move when a woman looks at you and then doesn't even acknowledge that you've spoken to her, doesn't even give you the respect of going, stop it, or shut up.
Was she dancing totally nude at that point?
This was the club. This was not nude. Nobody was nude. This was like the regular
this
club.
This is like the after party. So hold on.
Strippers are going to be nice. Strippers are nice because you're giving them money.
So you just said this to a chick?
Yeah. At you know, that was dancing in the like VIP section next to our VIP section. I was standing there talking to somebody, and she did this kind of like pseudo breakdancing, you know, unbelievably flexible move, and I said that. And how do I tried to describe this. I showed it to you because there was no way of describing it. How would you describe the look
The
look was like, you're so irrelevant to me, yes. I'm not even going to acknowledge.
But see,
and that was literally the only thing I said to a woman
now, though,
all night long.
Because when you told me before, I thought you were talking about she was a dancer.
No.
She's just a regular lady.
She was just a girl that was up in the VIP thing with the, you know, dancing.
It was equal parts indifference and annoyance.
Yeah, and that was it for me. I basically, at that point, I'm getting a little tired because I've been out the night before, and I sat there. The owner was nice enough to bring over a bottle of champagne, so I kind of sipped on that and sat in the corner.
Did you ever think maybe she didn't want to be verbally harassed?
Yes. That's
did you ever think about that?
I know.
There's you behind the velvet rope.
I know.
Hey, baby!
Right.
Show me that again.
Yeah.
Wearing your Monopoly Man outfit.
That's exactly how I said it.
With your cane.
Yeah.
Your big
hey,
Harry
baby,
cane.
How are you? But it was, you know, a good time was had by all, and everybody, you know, they poured us back on to the limo, and everybody, the door only opened one time on the way back at 60 miles an hour. But no, those things are great. They're ugly from the outside, but they're great on the inside because you got all the room, and, you know, they apparently they have a TV there when it's working, and, you know, it was just terrific. Hey, twiddly bee babbity boo boo. No follow-up call. No, hibbity-bop-bop-boo, baby. How'd everything go? Didn't want to do that. No.
We got a break.
It was delightful.
Correct?
Yes, correct.
Correct. Okay, we'll be right back. There was a flurry of hands.
Oh, was everybody signaling you simultaneously?
Did you notice that there was Rob over here and there was hands over there? It was like hands across America.
Do you know what they should do, seriously, when they want you to break?
What?
To get your attention, they should come in and go, hey, billy bee bop, billy bee bop, scooby-doo, Donnie. Skippity bop bop.
It works.
This is the Don and Mike Show.